Thank you for calling. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. This is Eric Kaiser.
Hey, Eric. How you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. Sorry. We're like, we had an emergency again with our son having to go to the emergency room for surgery and house remodel. We're just like desperately trying to keep up with everything right now.
So how's your son doing now? Is he okay?
Oh, he's doing good. Yeah, we're just waiting. Got to see the other surgeon now, so.
Oh, well, I hope he gets well soon.
Thing. Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, Eric, well, it's no rush from our end. If you want to, like, give time to your family, that's completely fine with us. If you want to, like, continue the project now, we can obviously do that as well.
Oh, yeah, I got some. I figured I'd just call you instead of emailing you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the things that we saw. Let's see, where are they at? So, like, when you scroll down on the website,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I like to do is, like a mega menu where, like, it kind of, like, goes to the top and kind of stays fixed there.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I would
so,
like,
sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, so when you scroll down, like, there are multiple sections on the homepage, so what section are we, like, targeting?
So, like, on the homepage,
mm-hmm.
I guess where you see it says Home About Us and Shop and all that stuff and, like, the
mm-hmm.
search bar.
Yes, I see it.
So, when you scroll down, it disappears. And I know there's some type of site.
I see.
That bar kind of, like, maybe some type, if they're really big, they shrink a little bit and go to the top and stay fixed while you're still scrolling.
I get it. So, you want this, actually, the menu bar to stay no matter if you scroll down on the homepage. You want to give
yeah.
the customers an option to go to different pages, even if they're, like, at the very bottom.
Yes, exactly. So they can always have that up there. They don't have to scroll all the way back up.
Okay. All right.
The script, like the, I guess, you know, on the blue script, it's like relax and recharge.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them that kind of over the picture, it's hard to read.
Uh-huh.
For her. She wants to do a little less cursive.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, when you scroll down, you'll notice, like, this font style and the font color has been reused on various places. However, the color that we have used, this blue, is not that clear because it kind of blends in with the background color. So should we, like, use some darker shade of blue, if that's okay?
Yeah, let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
That might work.
Okay.
One thing I would like, I noticed, like, okay, so the eco-friendly natural ingredients, we can fill that all in with our stuff, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Once the website's done, we can actually go through that stuff then.
Yes, yes.
See,
so
like,
every...
the little white
mm-hmm.
flowers on the side?
Yes, I see.
I would kind of like to maybe get rid of that. If we could have, like, some, like, kind of subtle pictures like that, where it's, like, a, you know, beeswax kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
Honeycomb, kind of like just very small hints of it, like, because we use coconut and beeswax
okay.
and
so,
cotton wicks and natural ingredients, essential oils in our candles. So something kind of like the type of it, like small little pictures kind of around it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the outlines are nice. I like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
not full color to take them away. Just kind of
okay.
subtle. Not
okay.
like the flowers are.
Yeah.
Just of,
okay.
of the material that we use, which is soy
mm-hmm.
wax, coconut
mm-hmm.
wax, and beeswax.
Okay.
Other than that, the kind words, that's all good. Everything else looks pretty good. The bottom, we have, I guess,
mm-hmm.
the, like the Christmas logos at the bottom. Is that, like, changeable?
Where exactly?
At the very bottom, the newsletter part.
Okay, I'm at the newsletter part. Oh, so we're talking about the bottom left section, right? Where we have, like, small tree sale option there, like sale icon.
That brown, I guess, is like the light.
Yes, yes, I see it.
The pictures with the Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way maybe we can do with the seasons, like have that, like, change out, like, you know, since spring's coming, maybe like more spring thing with candles?
Once the website goes live, you'll have admin access to the website, so you can update the website on your own, or you can ask us to do any kind of change. Yes, but it doesn't actually happen automatically. So we got to do it manually. Either you do it or you ask us to do it. We'll get it done. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Yeah. Oh, so I can actually log into the admin site and look around?
Exactly. So, like, once the website is live, we'll give you the admin access. So, for example, if you want to change a picture, if you want to change a text somewhere, that's doable. You can do it yourself.
Okay. And this is built on WooCommerce?
Yes. WordPress.
So, let me ask you something. Is WooCommerce... I don't know if it's going to be good for us. I mean, I use BigCommerce, and I don't really know which way to go because, you know, we've mainly sold on eBay for the last 3 years as our primary. So this is kind of all new to us. So we, I was going to just go to Shopify, but I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. You know, it's kind of one of those things you don't really know much about until you actually start using it.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, actually. So, if like once we are done with the website, we'll give you a complete tutorial as well, like how to do the back, like how to use the backend of the website and how to do the changes. And even if you're stuck at any point, if you think it's confusing, we'll give you a complete video tutorial as well. So, we'll walk you through everything. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. And as you mentioned about the Shopify, so actually, you see, there are multiple options on, like, Shopify. However, Shopify bounds you to pay them on monthly basis. And the price increases as the number of options or number of functionalities you increase in the website. However, that's not the same. That's not the case in WordPress. So what WordPress does is, like, it has endless options. And you can add them to the website. It doesn't increase the size of the like. It doesn't increase the price or doesn't bound you to pay something monthly. Once you have the website, you'll get to keep it as long as you want to. So when you're selling something on WordPress, like when you have an e-commerce website on WordPress platform, and so that's where WooCommerce comes in. That's where we can, like, integrate WooCommerce so you can actually take the payments online or people can place order on your website. That's where WooCommerce comes in. However, WooCommerce is the is a way to take payments and to, like, let's say, basically, in easy words, for WordPress, WooCommerce comes in when you convert your website to an e-commerce platform or if you're selling something on a website. If it's a simple informative website, WooCommerce is not the end then.
Okay. I guess. All right. I guess I'll kind of look and do some research between them and see where I want to. So as long as I tell you where we want to go with it, then it's just coded to that platform, right?
Sorry, could you please come again? I think I lost you for a couple of seconds.
Okay, so if we wanted, I think originally we told them we were going to go with Shopify. So if we decide to go with either three of those, BigCommerce, Shopify, WooCommerce, you guys can, like, you code the website to work on that platform?
Yeah, so what we'll do is if you decide to go for Shopify, we'll complete the site and put it on Shopify. So you just got to provide us your Shopify account, and your website will be up and running on Shopify. So you'll have both the options.
I'm going to go ahead and do some research because it looks I use Sellbrite for our management system. So, and it does work with WooCommerce. I just looked. So let me we can address that a little bit later when we get closer.
Absolutely. So, like, you have both the options. Even if you, like, want to continue with WordPress, that's okay. We can build your website on WordPress. If you want to switch to Shopify, we can actually upload this same site onto your Shopify account so you can continue, you can keep your website on Shopify as well. So you have both the options.
Is WordPress easier to work with?
Yes, it is, actually. It's as easy as drag and drop. So, for example, let's
Okay, so, and then next one more thing. So we talked about the logo.
Yes.
About the logo design you said you guys have with this too?
Let me check. Just give me one moment. Okay, so I actually have not received the logo yet. So, Eric, I'm going to send you a logo questionnaire form because I just checked. I have not received any questionnaire form of logo from your end. So, could you please take a couple of minutes and fill that form out and send it back to me so we could come up with a few logo concepts for you?
Okay, yeah, I have the basic kind of black and white one that
mm-hmm.
we were using. So
okay.
I'll send that, upload that when I get the form. I'll get all that done here probably in the next 30 minutes. As soon as I get it, I'm going to work on that first.
Perfect. So as soon as we're done with the call, I'm going to send you the logo questionnaire form. Kindly fill it out and attach the logo that you have already, and we'll start working on the logo design as well.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Eric. And just want to make sure about the content of the website as well. So are you going to provide us the content for the website?
The pictures and stuff?
Yes, so the actual content. You see that like there are multiple places on the website where we have the demo content. For example, when you scroll down.
Yeah, like the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like in the Oars Candle story, the video and the pictures and stuff?
Yes, and the actual text on the website as well.
Yes, I can do the text and stuff, but the pictures we don't have because I have my printer for our labels.
Okay.
And we were going to wait until we got the label, that new logo. We decided to go with one of the ones that you guys make and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can have that printed on our labels, and that way I'll take pictures and stuff. But, yeah, I can supply those pictures. That's fine.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, Eric. So I guess that's pretty much it from my end today. I'm going to send you the questionnaire form as soon as we're done with the call, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.